Well, next, fuel costs. They're rising for the new year. Petrol and diesel jumping by around 5 cents a litre. What do drivers think? Our reporter Sally-Ann Barrett has been finding out.
So it seems to be up all the time, and any time you see a drop at the barrel, the wholesale price of it, it never seems to be reflected on the forecourts.
How do you find it impacts your own pocket?
Well, I work for myself, so I fill up every second day. So it's my fuel bill has gone up like 33% in the last 2 or 3 years.
I think it's very unfair. It's very hard. It's hard enough to live without. Every time you turn the key in your car or press the button to start your car, it's costing you money every minute.
I fill my car and it's empty much quicker than before. That's all I can say, really. I'm forever topping it up.
Some stations can sell it at 165 and you come back in near Dublin, it's 175. So I don't know. Someone's caught in someone.
People in Galway talking to Sally-Ann Barrett there. Well, Ger Hyland, president of the Irish Road Haulage Association, isn't happy.
We got another 2 cents a litre of a tax, a carbon tax in the budget, plus that. This morning we have, between the renewable transport fuel obligation, the better energy level, we have 4 cents plus VAT. The impact of all these changes is that the margin we have left to work with is minuscule at the present time. A lot of our members are saying they just cannot no longer make a living from transport. I would not be one bit surprised if there is protest afoot.
Are you threatening protest?
I will be led by our members. If our members, if the feeling across our members is that there is need for a protest, well then certainly I am up for the challenge and I will lead that protest if needs be.
Ger Hyland, president of the Irish Road Haulage Association there. Well, with us now is Kevin McPartlin, CEO of Fuels for Ireland, which represents oil importers, petrol stations and oil distribution people as well. Good afternoon, Kevin. Thanks for coming in. Prices going up. Why?
Well, the immediate price increase in the last couple of days and that will wash through the supply chain over the next couple of days is, as Ger Hyland there said, two policy changes. One is the increase in the amount of renewable fuel which we have to blend into petrol and diesel. That changed on January 1st. And then also there is a much greater increase on the energy efficiency obligation scheme, which is an obligation on my members to pay for funding of energy efficiency measures, so that's retrofits or in industrial energy efficiencies. So between those two, including VAT, that's making the difference of about 5 cents a litre in one fell swoop.
But excise and VAT rates are at the same level as they were 5 years ago.
Excise and VAT rates are, but in the five-year period that you reference, the overall impact of government policy is to increase the price of a tank of an average car's fuel by going up in price by €19. That's a mix of carbon tax, the better energy levy and the energy efficiency obligation scheme. And then because all of those different elements still have VAT applied to them, when each of those increase, the VAT take to government also increases.
You heard people in Galway there talking about the price of fuel. So how much more will come out of their pockets?
Well, as I say, €19 every time somebody fills.
But it's not €19 now.
It's €19 over a five-year period.
Well, what about now?
Well, now, so if we have an average car has a 60-litre tank, the difference is going to be around €1.80 from last week to today.
And you heard some of the people in the Vox Pop, I think one man in particular, saying that he can get it at 165 down around Galway. He heads up towards Dublin, it's 175. Why is that? Why are the prices different when you compare the two prices? So, is that down to people selling?
So we're different to most energy sectors. So it's not like gas or electricity where they set a unit price and that remains static for a long period of time. Fuel prices are very, very dynamic. And if you have, for example, if a garage got a delivery on New Year's Eve, their wholesale cost was 4 cent a euro less than it was if you got a delivery on New Year's Day. And then you have to add the VAT on that. So it's a 5 cent a litre difference in one day when they ordered their fuel. So that's the sort of thing that happens routinely. Then you do have...
And so it's just not down to someone charging more and making more profit, is it?
No, the CCPC did a report a couple of years ago and they found that the margins on fuel were really, really small. It's not something that's very significant as a profit margin.
Two things. Big difference between north and south, but you're also asking Simon Harris to set up an independent review of fuel taxes.
Yeah, there is a massive difference. So with this latest increase, the price differential north and south the border can be as much as 30 cent per litre. And you have to say that, you know, hard-pressed people are going to cross the border for that sort of money. And that's one of the reasons why we think there needs to be an expert group established.
Well, what can that achieve? Because we're tied into what we need to do under our climate obligations.
We absolutely are, and there's no shying away from that. But when we look at what's happened over the last couple of days, the Department for Climate, Energy and Environment made the change to the Better Energy Levy. The Department of Transport made the change to the RTFO, and then the Department of Finance made the change to the carbon tax that was back in October. You have three different departments. They're not talking to one another. There isn't any joined up thinking. So that expert group needs to bring together all the various stakeholders, not just the industry, environmental campaigners, the haulage industry, representatives of rural Ireland who have far greater dependence on private cars than urban. They all need to come together. And we think there are three priorities. The first is to make sure the government can maintain a fair revenue stream from fuel. The second is to support and accelerate the transition to sustainable energy. And the third is to make sure that transport and heating remains affordable for people throughout the country.
Kevin McPartland, CEO of Fuels for Ireland, thanks for coming in